The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm outraged that a teacher made her class pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag. No, this is not a joke. And by the way, it's not that I am against the LGBTQ flag. I think it's beautiful.
At all. We love everyone.
I don't think you guys have to do that part of it. I just think a lot of people can agree that it's idiotic what she did, like, on many levels. Because it was a video part that was really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, how are you a grown person making videos like that? There's a lot of levels to this where, like, people could
but
just
then
look at
some
it.
Of the people that called in today were
outraged.
Were
mad that we were upset over her removing the American flag and putting in the LGBTQ flag. You know what? Take a listen and then hit us up on our DMs, okay? And let us know what you think about the teacher. Should she be fired? All right, play the episode now. Didn't I tell you we'd get here? Didn't I tell you we'd get to Friday? Woo! Good morning. We have made it. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's casual Friday around these parts. Why are you all dressed up today, Anthony? Got a meeting or something? What's going on?
You're
looking all snazzy today.
You trying to get a job with another show? What's happening?
I walked in with a very on-brand polo and some jeans. This is my also I don't want to iron fit. This is like, I forget, I don't know the material of this shirt, but I don't have to iron it.
You don't iron the ratty t-shirts and like old shorts you wear every day usually.
Yeah, well, no, I do iron those a lot, but not a good job, I guess. But yeah, these ones,
dude,
I don't have to iron this one, so that's all this is. But I appreciate you fit gazing me.
You look very nice today.
Thank you, dude.
Don't you think that clothes give off a vibe of how you feel that day? For me personally, I pick my clothes out the night before. You guys do that?
No.
Fashion is the first statement you make to a person, right? The
right.
way you're dressed and the way you present yourself. So yeah, it does have a little bit of meaning to me, but Dana, I feel like you do look at it on a deeper level than the rest of us.
I absolutely do. For instance,
I don't even think about it. And you can tell.
Yeah,
and that's
definitely.
What I was going to say. For instance, DJ Automatic wears the same clothes to work every day. If you watch our videos, you can go right now. You will see him in the same long sleeve shirt.
Let's talk about the long sleeve shirts, dude. What's up with the long sleeve shirts this year? I feel like that's a 2021 thing.
Because it's just comfortable to me. And plus, in the little mix room here and where I DJ, it's really cold,
okay,
dude.
All right. Well, you know who that's not comfortable for? The rest of us who had to see your shirtless photos on your Instagram. Dude, you are glow stick pale, my friend. It's got some light.
We got back from Mexico. Thank goodness DJ Automatic got some color. You got some gold in you now.
No,
you look good.
I
look good
now. I pulled my sleeve up because I'm actually pretty tan.
You're blinding me.
No. He's gold now. But let me tell you, that shirtless picture of you with my Dior hat, you definitely look a little marshmallow.
You know how many people have come up to me and be like, bro, you need sun. Like, you're translucent.
Yeah, you're like gamer complexion.
Oh, my God. All right, go check the photos. Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Follow us, please. National Day. Anthony A.
This is a fun one. It's always a National Lazy Moms Day, the first Friday of September.
Woo-woo. Take some time, ladies, for yourself. I understand that you want to put everybody before you, but you can't be a good mom, you can't be a good employee if you're tired.
We got to say shout out to the food bank. It's National Food Bank Day.
Hey,
give if you can. If you can't give, you can go give some time.
Yes, please donate that time if you have it.
And we'll wrap it up on National College Colors Day.
That cherry and silver.
Hey, shout out to the University of New Mexico, which I attended, did not graduate. But
I did graduate, but
I don't have any colors. I was trying to just move on.
You can claim the Longhorns like every other Texan does that didn't graduate
from there.
UT.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kristen Pitson is a teacher in California who's been removed. She's not teaching right now. Pending an investigation after she asked her students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the LGBTQ flag. This is
the Parents Court.
So here's part of the audio from the video that's gone viral.
My room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable.
And she whispers into the camera, the American flag made me feel uncomfortable. You make me uncomfortable, lady. All right, so before we talk about a couple of things, I want to know how you would deal with this if these were your children in her classroom. This is a high school. By the way, she's teaching high school. And also, should she be fired? Let's hear the rest of what Miss Pitson had to say in this video.
In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
And she points to the LGBTQ flag, which, by the way, I love. I think that flag is lovely. I think, you know, you want to fly that flag in your front yard or wherever you want to fly it, in the school, whatever.
But the reason you can fly that flag is because of the American flag.
Because you live in the United States of America.
So that flag should not make you feel the least bit uncomfortable.
Now, I do have a lot of opinions on this, but how do we do it without being too political?
Well, you know what? Do you know what I want to say, Anthony? And we kind of talked about this before we opened the mic. It's not political. I'm just sick of the too woke and the too right. Why can't we just say we like something, we don't like another? Why does it have to be about picking teams? Can't it just be about making sense? This doesn't make sense. I don't care if you right wing, if you left wing. What part of being uncomfortable about the American flag is okay? In a classroom anyway, in a classroom setting. You get to act like this because you live in America. And that's not to say that we don't have problems, but I want you to ask any immigrant who's come to this country how they feel about America. We have people fighting right now at the border to come to America. We have people in Afghanistan right now holding on to planes for dear life, dying on a hanging on a plane to come to America. Yes. Do we have issues? Yes. But I promise you, you go over there, you're going to see what oppression is.
Oh, okay.
You're going to understand it.
That lady is the kind of person that makes liberals look stupid, just like the guy who drives around with the American flag on his truck.
And says cuss words to everybody else on with a bumper sticker.
He makes the right-wing people look stupid, too.
I am one of the most liberal people you'll ever meet. When I say liberal, I mean liberated. I mean moving forward. Progress. When someone says progressive, to me that means I don't want to go back to yesterday as a woman, as a Latina. What the heck do I want to go back for? It's bad.
I like this conversation because we're talking about these political stances, not as like gang representations. Like,
they pretty much be a gang.
Sometimes it goes
down
like that.
That's what people do.
For me, in regards to this teacher, it's not even really about her belief. It's that she's has a teacher. That's her profession. She's pushing her beliefs onto these kids now.
Well, for her to remove the American flag from a classroom in America, number one, wrong. And then to make a joke about the LGBTQ flag, which is what she did. Any person who loves their LGBTQ flag as well is like, wait, this ain't a joke, lady.
That's a good point. I feel like she should be reprimanded for what she did with the American flag by taking it out of her classroom. But I think she should be fired for that video she made and by posting it on TikTok. So that's how I believe she should be fired.
She should be fired.
Fired for making that dumb video. Fired for making that dumb video.
What she said because she gets on your nerves.
She should be fired for her tone of her voice because it's so annoying. No, for real though, I don't think she should be fired. I think she should be educated. Just like with recently the baby. I don't feel like he should be canceled. I feel like he should be educated. This woman needs to be educated. She needs to realize that we live in the greatest country in the world. And she should represent that in her classroom.
But I feel like that's part of the problem with these two woke people. Is they always want to get on their platform and yell out what they want to yell out for no reason.
I mean, what is she doing? What is she saying? Yeah. It is disturbing.
She's making herself and liberals look stupid. That's what she's doing. No, and she's just giving ammo to the people that are like, oh, look at the woke culture. These people
are taking over. Yes. They just want everybody to be gay. No, that's not it.
They're trying to make our kids gay.
What I want is for our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, whatever it is you identify as, to have an equal playing field like I do for Latinos, like I do for my black brothers and sisters. I want an even playing field. But one thing we can all agree on is that America is the best place. If you've never traveled outside,
no,
you don't get it. You don't get it. And once again, I want to implore you, ask any immigrant who has fought to come here what it's like where they came from. That doesn't mean I'm not proud of my Mexican-American history. I am very proud. But man, I love America. The average worker in Mexico makes $7 a day. That's a day. Let that sink in. You know, and so don't be ripping up that flag and acting crazy, because the only reason you're able to act like that is because you live here. Try doing that in Afghanistan.
There you go.
try doing that. Try being a woman and talking into a video like that in Afghanistan.
Damn.
It's not going to happen. All right, let's continue this conversation on social media. I want you to tap in on the phone lines too.
Without
right now.
Getting
call
too political.
Up.
I feel like we got a little political.
I thought a bald eagle was going to soar out of Dana's ass. God bless America. I thought am I next to Alan Jackson here? What's going on? Girl, I love it.
It's Lee Greenwood. I think. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
down in the DM, the breakdown here on a Dana Cortez show, Adam hit me up because his girlfriend Rebecca is on Facebook while he's working out of town talking to her ex.
I see her post that says, tag someone who can mount a TV. I kept reading in the comments, and then her ex commented and tagged some guy named Julio.
Why would her ex be commenting on her post?
See, I was going to ask her that when I first saw it, but I mean, I was at the job site.
Automatic, Anthony A. The thing that, you know, he said is that he's a handy guy. You remember that? He's like, first of all, why is she even asking another man to mount a TV? Second of all, why is that ex commenting? Y'all putting other people up there. And so he's very worried. He never asked her about it because he was embarrassed. He didn't take screenshots. He's like, that doesn't seem like a manly thing to do.
Well, guys don't really take screenshots. Dog, you take screenshots? You have a bunch of screenshots saved in your phone?
No. See? For what?
Yeah, only from Barstool screenshots. So at the end, this is why he wants us to do the down in the DM call.
I mean, I want to get to the bottom of it. And I just want to see if she mentions anything about living with, you know, like me, her new boyfriend.
Oh, so here comes the big question. Does Rebecca mention that she has a boyfriend? So Anthony gets on the phone. He pretends to be, was it Isaac?
Julio.
Okay, well, Julio's her ex's friend.
Yes.
So you're pretending to be him. Out the gate, my girl comes through.
I sent a message saying that I was going to have my cousin come to my boyfriend's house and mount it for us.
Oh, your cousin, huh? I mean, are you sure you don't want a real man to come and mount that TV?
Hey, just go ahead and stop real quick because she already mentioned her boyfriend. That was the whole idea behind this whole thing. She had a boyfriend.
Excuse
called
me?
A cousin. Girl, Julio is not on the phone. That was Anthony. We also have Automatic on the phone and Adam as well. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, Becca, I want to know, why would you delete the post on Facebook? And please, just tell me what's going on with this TV.
Okay. I was going to get you a new TV for your little man cave, but I wanted it to be a surprise.
What?
Turns out Rebecca is a great girlfriend. Not only did she get a promotion at work, she was going to surprise him and tell him, look, baby, we're making more money. I can help you run a house. She bought him a TV for his man cave and wanted to surprise him. When he got home from working, from out of town, working hard, he would have this beautiful brand new TV on his wall and he ruined it.
Did contact her ex in order to make
She did not. The guy wrote on her Facebook page and she deleted everything. Yeah. Automatic.
Yeah. Well, I could see why he was suspicious then.
What does that have to do with the fact that he's got a good girlfriend who bought him a TV for his man cave?
Absolutely nothing.
How does he get out of the doghouse?
Oh.
Mad. She's upset.
This is doable, though. You can get out the doghouse. Don't feel like this isn't something you can't overcome. He definitely can overcome this, for sure.
I don't think it's something to break up over, and neither does she. I promised her that DJ Automatic and Anthony A and all the men listening would contribute to this conversation. Ladies, we got to be the ones to grade the suggestions, okay? How do you get your girl back on your good side after you screwed up like this man did? All right, we'll talk about it when we return. It's down in the DM to breakdown.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you mess up with your girl, when you screw it up royally, how do you get out of the doghouse? That's what we're talking about here. It's the down in the DM breakdown on the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, Anthony A. You have to admit, Rebecca's a good girlfriend to Adam.
She came through. She came through, and like it sucks because I was really charged up for this dude because I felt like when he thought that she was going to have another man come mount a TV in his house and he seemed like a pretty handy guy, I would,
like,
that would be
why
like,
is she asking? Right?
Automatic.
Why is she asking
that would be like Dana hiring somebody to come DJ your wedding.
Well, she did.
Wait, okay, bad example.
He was getting married to me. He couldn't DJ.
Bad example.
But you get what we're saying.
You get what I'm saying here, okay?
Now, Rebecca bought Adam a TV because he's working so hard. She got a promotion, and she just wanted to mount it so when he got home from out of town, he could see it in his man cave.
Yeah, Becca, I want to know, why would you delete the post on Facebook? And please, just tell me what's going on with this TV.
Okay. I was going to get you a new TV for your little man cave, but I wanted it to be a surprise.
What?
So since she wanted a surprise him with something, I think he should surprise her with something nice as well.
Oh, first idea, how to get out of the doghouse, Mr. DJ Automatic. Step to the mic.
I say he surprises her with a full spa day, with some kind of massage that makes her forget everything that happened. Because this is almost unforgivable.
Almost. Almost.
But it's not worth a breakup.
It's not worth
it
a breakup,
It is worth
though.
A spa day, though.
Right? Because what are you doing as a man?
I love it.
When you call the Dana Cortez show and ask them to call your girlfriend because you think she might be cheating. You're showing that you have a little insecurities within yourself.
True.
So I do agree with those things to do automatic. And along with those things, be honest with her and let her know that he messed up and he is going to work on the things to overcome his insecurities. That's what he needs to do. Work on his insecurities.
I like that, but what you getting
run.
Her? What you doing for her?
How is he going to get out of the doghouse? Telling her I'm going to work on my insecurities and going to get him out of the doghouse.
You're going to have to give it 2 months of really trying as a man. Really trying to not look at her and say, you know what? The ex-girls did this to me. Because that's what you said.
And
on
this is why you haven't survived a long-term relationship. Because you don't know how to get out of the doghouse.
You've got
to buy her love back.
The spa wins. Just kidding. Work on your manhood, too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Let me take you, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. back in time. You're familiar with Ronald McDonald, right? From Mickey D's?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he rolls with some homies. He got Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah. I do remember those guys. Remember?
His little creepy mask?
Yeah. Grimace. You know Grimace?
The purple one?
Yeah. Do you know what Grimace is?
He's purple.
But what is he?
Maybe like a talking...
Furry?
I thought he was like a talking purple chicken nugget. Maybe? No.
He's like Bernie's...
Barney's
extended cousin. Yeah.
Grimace, according to Mickey D's, is a taste bud.
What? That's fun, dude.
He's a taste bud.
Yeah, that's fun.
And that's what he's been the whole time.
He's huge.
But he's also a bud, but he's also like shaped like a taste bud. I love puns.
They should have made him green.
I don't know, but I guess this question started going on Twitter. People are like, look, I found my old Mickey D's toys. I guess they used to give toys away back in the day.
I had a Grimace, yes.
Okay, and this guy's like, what is this? Well, since it went viral, the McDonald's Corporation verified Twitter said he's a taste bud. So end of story. Now we know what he is. It makes me wish I had all those old toys because apparently they're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For those old Happy Meal toys?
Exactly.
I'm surprised Travis Scott didn't do like a little toy merch drop.
Oh, that would have been brilliant. That chicken nugget pillow he had, I still have that on back. I put that thing. What is it? Is it on back order? What's happening? What's going on?
Well, I got a story about a woman who got busted with a fake vaccine card.
All right.
So if you're going to try to get away with the fake vaccination card, remember to spell check the name of the vaccine.
No.
A woman from Illinois allegedly tried to go into Hawaii with a bogus vax card, except she spelled Moderna wrong. She spelled it with two A's. Health officials couldn't find any record of her vaccination. The 24-year-old was booked on fraud charges.
No!
The suspect was trying to avoid Hawaii's 10-day quarantine for non-vaccinated travelers.
She went to jail for trying to avoid some quarantine.
I have a question for you guys. Did you ever try or did you ever have a fake ID growing up?
I attempted to buy one. I did not. I was not successful because I got a little sketched out. But Dana Cortez, what about yourself?
I had a baby at 15. No, I was trying to learn how to change tablets. Trying to get on damn fake vaccine card.
Our growing up was so different. You were over here trying to change Pampers. I was trying to perfect the perfect fake ID.
Dang. No. Dude, Otto's a fella like his homegirl. And let's head out to outer space. So are you tired of seeing all these billboards on the road? Well, wait till we get to the new frontier. That's right. No place is safe from advertising. We have Advertising in Outer Space coming at the end of the year, y'all.
What?
We
How?
Have to put the Dana Cortez Show in stars.
That's right.
You Not have light. A, stars, you could, baby.
You could have a Dana Cortez Show billboard attached to Elon Musk's SpaceX Falcon rocket next year. And the footage will live stream onto Twitch and YouTube. All
right? Wait a minute. As soon as you said Elon Musk, we can't afford it. I know. Elon Musk, it's over.
It's $250,000 to get on his flight. I wonder how much they're charging to like be on the billboards.
Well, you have to pay for it in crypto tokens.
Oh,
should we start a crypto GoFundMe for the Dana Cortez Show to be advertised in space? We're gonna get one coin. That's it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Are you a couch potato?
Yep.
Would you like to have a couch potato dog? The top 5 couch potato dogs. I'm going to list them for you now. Hottest hashtags on your Friday. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
We got all the breaking news here. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the baked potato.
All right. So inside the Dana Cortez Show, we actually are starting with breaking news. A year after Vanessa Guillen's death, This was the Army soldier who was killed in Fort Hood.
Yes.
You remember that horrible, rest in peace. Tragic, murder that happened. Lawmakers and advocates call for Congress to pass military sexual assault reform in the form of a bill, which will allow anyone being harassed to report it to a third party instead of their supervisor. Can I say thank you?
That's great. That's actual progress.
It's about time. Are you ready for top five couch potato dogs?
Ooh. This is what I've been waiting for.
Number five, Cavalier King. Charles Spaniel. I don't know, some fancy dog.
All right.
Number four, Borboil.
Okay, now you're naming dogs that I never even heard of.
Number three, Irish Wolfhound.
Okay, if I don't got the pictures, it's not helping.
Number two, Basset Hound.
I know what a Basset Hound is.
That's the one with the ears,
I like those dogs.
Number one, couch potato dog, the St. Bernard.
Oh, okay, that's a big, huge dog.
I have my own list. Y'all want the top five barrio dogs?
Oh.
Let's do that.
Okay. This is where we're going with
this. Number five, Zolo.
Okay.
Number four, Rottweiler.
All right.
Number three, the Chihuahua.
Those are everywhere.
Yeah, number two, the pit bull. You go to the bottom, you see the pit bull. Yeah. But the number one is that little brown dog wandering around that no one knows what it is. Hey! All right, and then finally in food news, Flamin' Hot Cheetos Mountain Dew is a thing.
What?
It got released a few days ago, yeah. The brand's promise your taste buds will enjoy a sweetness and a spiciness, but you don't have to have orange fingers.
DJ your taste buds will love it. Your heart, not so much.
DJ Automatic, Anthony A. Should we do a taste test next week here in studio?
That doesn't
camera?
Sound good to me.
Dude.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Oh, dude, come on. You'll put the vaccine in you, but not the Mountain Dew Hot Cheetos? Come on, dude, do it.
I guess I'm a pretty daring guy. I'll try anything once, right?
All right, we're doing this. Follow us on Dana Cortez Show on Instagram for that exclusive behind-the-scenes video. Anthony A., National Day.
First Friday of September is known as College Colors Friday.
Hey.
For everybody that went to college, yay.
Shout out to all that. And we also got National Food Bank Day. So shout out to the food bank, everything they do.
Hey, for real, we take our time to volunteer, not only monetarily, but more importantly, our time. Filling the back of those people's cars and stuff is not only rewarding, it is needed. Please volunteer at your local food bank.
Oh, Dana Cortez, what did the panda give his mama?
Anthony A., what did the panda give his mama?
A bear hug. It's National Lazy Mom Day, okay?
Which is kind of an oxymoron.
All right.
I don't know many lazy moms.
Before you guys get the panties in a ruffle, all right, this is not about calling mothers lazy. This is about encouraging moms to relax, detach a little bit, take a breath. If you got a mama in your life, hug her, tell her you love her, and let her know that you want to make her proud.
You know, Anthony, that's like craziness right there. That's crazy talk. I could never go home and just rely on DJ Automatic and our daughter Ava Matic to do what I do. I was sick in bed.
I'm gonna retract that oxymoron statement I made
earlier. Sick in bed, and I got up to the messiest house ever. I'm like, you guys can't even take care. I'm not even dead yet, and the house is a mess.
All right, you know what we could do to celebrate Lazy Mom Day? Don't ever call your mom lazy. That's it. That's just how we'll be.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember there was a time that Drake and Kanye West made up?
Yeah.
So why are they beefing again? We're going to break that story down. Talk a little bit about Certified Lover Boy 2 inside today's Daily Dirt. This is the best gossip. This story and more. First, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got Mr. Entanglement, August Alsina, celebrating his birthday. We also have Charlie Sheen, Rich Brian, and we'll wrap it up on Umi, celebrating his birthday.
Okay, let's talk real quick about Zendaya, star of Euphoria, one of my favorite people on earth. I love her. Looks like she got a new man, Tom Holland.
Oh.
Yeah, her co-star in Spider-Man. Page Six caught them locking lips in the car. I thought maybe they're filming, you know, for the movie. No. They were caught holding hands outside the studio and whatnot. He's a lot shorter than her. And I want to
talk about
this. One
time for the short guys.
Yeah, he's probably 5'6". She's about 6 foot.
I'm thinking of like Cordae and the tennis girlfriend he has. Is this like the hottest Gen Z couple next to that?
Could be. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, they're good looking people. Yeah, well, all right. We'll break down short man dating tall woman some other day. Now we got to move on to three doing it really big. These three hip-hop artists are doing something great for Haiti. Jackboy, Lil Baby, and Future all raising money for Haiti, specifically a Haitian hospital. Now, of course, they want to raise awareness as well. For anyone who doesn't know, Haiti had a very horrible earthquake last month, 7.2 magnitude. This is an already impoverished country. Just the fact that they're bringing awareness to this, I just wanted to pat these men on the back.
I just love the fact that we're doing some positive news about rappers because it seems like every day there's always something negative.
And there's always something positive to say.
There's always something positive. I love that we found something positive and they're doing great things for the country.
And if you'd like to donate, Google the Lambie Fund of Haiti. This is a secure organization that does good for Haiti. All right, and then finally, Drake.
Baby.
Certified lover boy. We got Travis Scott.
Let's go.
21 Savage, Jay-Z, Young Thug, Lil Baby, and speaking of Future, Future's on this one as well. So let's go back and let's talk about the fact that Drake and Kanye were fighting. Then all of a sudden they made up, and then they're beefing again.
Bro.
Here's Drake explaining why.
Made me lift yourself, and he was like, yo, you can have this if you want. And I was hype. I started writing to it, and then Lift Yourself comes out with him just talking nonsense. This guy's trolling. Oh, this was like a manipulative, like, I want to break you thing. So I said, all right, I'm going to go back to distancing myself again.
He never said, I hate Kanye. He never said, oh, he just said, I'm going to distance myself.
Yeah, interesting. Because this is after they made up, after they got over the whole Kid Cudi beef where
yes.
Drake was sending shots at Kid Cudi.
Yes.
And then so this reignited the whole thing. And I think, like, to smack up and disrespect Drake's artistry, I think Drake has valid reasons to still continue this beef.
No matter what, it was hilarious, though.
Remember this?
Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music fact time with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, do we have big birthdays today?
We do. It's August Alsina's birthday. The definition of entanglement.
I wonder if Jada reached out to him.
I'm sure she did. The next birthday we got is Red Foo of LMFAO.
Party music.
And the last birthday we got is Craig Mack's birthday.
R.I.P. Craig Mack. What a classic track right there.
All right, we're going to start in 1991 when Naughty by Nature releases their second album, Naughty by Nature. Get out with LPP. Yeah, you know me. Get out with LPP. Yeah, you know me. Get out with LPP. So this has to be one of the most underrated albums ever. I mean, everybody knows OPP, but then you had Uptown Anthem, which is another great song. The whole album was good.
Is it worth a digital download for the people?
If you want true, good emceeing from a guy named Tretch, yes, it's worth it.
Right. I really wish they would have had a chance to shine more so when hip-hop was bigger as a music genre, right? Like, when they were early on, when they were at popping, hip-hop wasn't what it is nowadays. So imagine if they would have dropped OPP, like, when it's where we're at now, when we're running the stream, running pop charts.
Imagine OPP on TikTok. Seriously.
All right, next we're going to 1995 when Junior Mafia releases Get Money. You wanna sit more? So this was from the group's debut album. If you don't know who the group is, it's Biggie, Lil C's, and Lil' Kim, and then they had some other people that were in it, but those are the three main members. And so that song went platinum, the album went platinum, and it's a hip-hop classic. And last, we're going to go to 2013 when Ariana Grande releases her first album, Yours Truly. So it debuted at number one, went three times platinum, and her and Mac Miller's song, The Way, hit number nine on the charts.
I remember we got to talk to her about this, and I saw this chemistry between them in a video, and I asked her, were you acting? And she said, yes, no, she wasn't. She obviously really fell in love with him. And it's a song we get to celebrate Mac Miller with, right? You like Ariana Grande? You love Mac Miller? There you go.
This point of her career is interesting because she was gathering a lot of Mariah Carey comparisons.
Yeah, she was at the time.
I asked her that question and she was not happy.
She is one that got away from the kid image completely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's been an exhilarating experience. Your new relationship feels like fresh love. You're both gaga over each other, and now you're going to move in with each other. What can go wrong? Here are three tips you need to remember before moving in with your girlfriend. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx, and my scum padres, DJ Automatic, Dana Cortez's wife and official DJ of the Suns. But right now, you're...
I'm her wife now.
Oh, sorry, dude. Oh, my bad, dog. My bad, I mean,
last time I checked, I had something dangling between my legs.
Spence Oz, dude. My bad. My fault. Okay, so what we're going to break down today on Mag is actually our DM breakdown. Earlier in the week, we aired a DM where a homie Adam was concerned that his girl Rebecca was going to have another man come over and mount a TV in his house and then, of course, mount her in his house.
Yeah.
Now, Automatic, you brought up a good point of saying, well, maybe they just moved in a little too soon like a little, they moved in together a little too soon.
Yeah, they don't really know each other that well.
And that got me thinking, man, there's a lot of things that you need to take into consideration before moving in with a girl.
Yes.
All right, so let's get into them right now. Cue the public homie sounder effect. And for those of you wondering what that is, it's the 2017 Houston Astros banging on trash cans, because we're about to give you some gems right now, some signs to look out for. Number one, make sure y'all are moving in for the right reason.
You better be in love.
Exactly.
Living with somebody's a hard thing to do.
It's and for some homies, like, we're logical creatures, right? You may be thinking, oh, 6 months, 6 months of splitting bills, less cooking. But for her, that's a step towards marriage.
Yeah, well,
make sure.
If she's moving in with you, she's already ready to marry you.
Oh, remember that. And if you can, the second gem I'm going to drop on you, start in a fresh new place. If you can, okay?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to move into her place, because then you can get kicked out and then you don't have anywhere to go.
Exactly. I was just thinking that now it's like nobody feels like it's their own home, but that's very good. Very, very, very good point there, DJ Automatic. And number three right here, this is straight from my heart, dog. Y'all got to make sure my homies out there, maintain your own distant identity. All right, too many times people move in together and then they just become one person, right? It's like the couple of we are going to do this, we're going to do that. No, you're a man. You get up, you move about when you want to, right, Automatic?
Good luck with that.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Okay, well,
you guys call me DJ Autotez.
Okay, so, Automatic, you have a wife, so obviously you guys live together. And so, as a man who lives with his wife, can you give us some gems now that you're on the other side of the hill?
Okay, first things first. Wash your face and brush your teeth before you go to bed. Because she's going to complain if you got bad breath and you're up in her face. Okay, that's one. Next one. Put your socks and your dirty clothes in the hamper.
Oh!
My wife has been shaming me for years on the internet because of this. Just do it. Save her the time and energy of making TikTok videos.
I like it, dude. I like it.
And the last one. The most important one.
Oh, yeah.
Put the toilet seat down.
Oh! I thought you were gonna say don't stop having sexy time.
No, the time when she falls in that toilet and gets that wet butt, you're gonna hear about it for a week.
Ooh, y'all be sure to get out there and take those things into consideration before shacking up together.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, I love the whole podcast, but I will tell you right now, finding out Grimace is a taste bud has to be the most interesting thing on the whole conversation.
Who decided, like, who sat there in that corporate meeting and was like, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have a mascot that's a taste bud.
Why not?
I don't know, dude. Nah.
They were on drugs, I promise.
No, Ronald had to be smacked. That's just all this is, like, leading to it, dude.
It's and Ronald's. He's purple.
Yeah, dude.
He's
Ronald's
purple.
Ronald was tripping, dog.
Oh, my gosh.
All actually, right. Who the hell came up with Ronald McDonald, too? I mean,
he's the scariest mascot of all time. Everyone fears clowns, yet we rush to McDonald's to play with him. No.
And then the Hamburglar? Come on.
Yeah, this, dude.
Oh, my God. They were smacked. You're
that's,
right.
That's the whole crew, right?
Yeah, that. Well, that's I think there's more of them, but they were all on acid for sure.
All right, all right. More of the Dana Cortez Show podcast now. Turn it up.